So it is a good day to you, huh? We introduce ourselves. Our name is Aronda. And we are acknowledging your love, your light, your radiance, your iridescent beings of light that you are. And we know that in that energy, you are indeed moving beyond your own comfort zone, eh? You see, some of you have seen channeling for year and year and year. Some of you have not. But understand that there is no paradigm for where you are now. This world has shifted beyond where you have indeed experienced it. Our dear friend Kryon says so. So it must be true, huh? So as you acknowledge that, know that this entire energy, this entire focus, this entire movement, this entire shift is beyond your comfort zone. You know shift happens, yes? And as that shift occurs, we want to be sure that you're getting all those letters in there. As that shift occurs, know that your cells, your field, your energy sometimes wakes up in that state of freaking out just a bit. And you think, where am I? What am I doing? And what am I doing here? And how am I doing it? And then you get out of bed. Yes, because you see, because it is all different now. It is like you remember what it was like when you first learned to tie your shoe. And we know now you wear slip-ons, so you don't have to tie them any longer. But when you first learned, you thought, we are never going to get this. That little bunny ear goes through the wire and goes through the thing and goes in and out and makes two different... What in the world does that have to do with ties on shoes, yes? So in that experience, you moved beyond your comfort zone. Yes? Hello? Yes. You did. And that is what you are doing now. You are moving beyond your comfort zone. And every time you think of yourself as being just a bit nervous, how many of you feel a bit nervous ever? Huh? Every time you feel that nervousness, that energy that is coming through and you think, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. I've never done this before. We think we're going to just stay back where we were before because we know that part. That is enlightenment. Is when you are moving where your soul has not been before. That is enlightenment. That is acknowledging your magnificence. And how many of you want to acknowledge your magnificence, huh? Yes, we learn that. We take workshops, classes, spend lots and lots of money to acknowledge our own magnificence, your own magnificence. And yet, it did not go anywhere. It is still there. You were born with it. That magnificence. Take a deep breath. That energy, as it comes through, when you do get a bit nervous, when your insides get a bit quivery, then you know something good is happening. Not that you're going to upchuck. They're just going to get quivery there, huh? Because you see that quiveriness, that vibrational frequency, that little cautionary. Oh, be aware. That means you are moving into new territory. You, your soul. You are moving where maybe you have not ever been before. And that is a good thing. You get the opportunity to convince the rest of yourselves that that is a good thing. You get the opportunity to tell your ego to be quiet. We love your ego. Now just ask it to be quiet. It was designed to keep you the same, which equals safe. And you are moving where nothing is the same. And it can still be safe because of your magnificence. Because of the energy that you have acknowledged in moving beyond your own comfort zone. You raised your hand and said, pick me. We want to move beyond our comfort zone. Right here in Indianapolis. Right here in this world. So as you are, we ask you to continue to say yes. Say yes to moving beyond where you have been before. Say yes to the adventure of this planet. Say yes to your soul. No to your ego, but yes to your soul. So you can indeed be all that you are. So you can indeed acknowledge that you are here, unique unto yourself. There are not two of you here. There is just one. And how wondrous is that? Take a deep breath. And acknowledge that wondrousness that is you. That effect that you have on those around you as you look upon God or Source or whatever you wish to call that energy. When you look into the eyes of your neighbor, when you look at the eyeballs of your person sitting next to you, if there is someone sitting next to you, know that you are staring into the eyes of God, if God have eyes. So understand that is your magnificence. That is your energy. That is your information. So trust that. Trust yourself. Love yourself. Even beyond your own comfort zone. And as you do, you will know how to live, huh? Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The channeling you have heard is half of what is going to be given, for I continue. Even before I do, there have been those who have said, well, the channeling you've just heard is from a complete and total different entity. How can you then continue it? And the answer is you don't know about channeling yet. What really is happening at this moment? Two human beings sit before you, different voices, different attitudes, with an identical message. Does that give you an idea where the information may be coming from? If it's pure, the information is going to be loving. It's going to be expanding. And it's coming from the same identical place, dear ones, as the information would come from your own higher self. And part of the issue of channeling the way that you are hearing it is the acceptance of it. Whether it becomes something academic that you listen to or write down or paste on the refrigerator later, or whether it rings true to something inside you and you put down your pencil and you say, oh, wow, I never thought of that. And in that, you start to see that channeling is a cumulative, participatory thing, that all of you are involved in a remembrance. Some of you know what I'm going to say before I say it because we are talking from the same source. Adaranda talks about the comfort zone. And it's so true that human nature itself is a comfort zone. For it has hardly changed in millennia. And therefore, that comfort zone has seemed to be reality, the only reality. A reality where there's subsistence, where you understand how to act. You understand where to get certain kinds of things and what to do. That's what a paradigm, a reality is. It's a comfortable place. And old souls, well, you've been here a long time. So every time you arrive, there's a part of you and your innate that actually says, I've been here. And this will work, and this will work, and this will work, and this will work, and it does. And off on the journey, you are yet again unaware that you're in a tiny little room performing the same things you've always done lifetime after lifetime with a consciousness that you understand. A consciousness of the planet that pushes and pulls in a way that you've seen. And so you're comfortable with it. And now suddenly the box starts to break wide open. And there are many human beings who will pretend it didn't and stay in a pseudo box. The box breaks, the walls fall down, and there are so many who will put them right back up in their mind and say, no, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move. And it includes some old souls who are afraid, who didn't expect it, who really don't know what it means. But the ones who've been here the longest see that the walls are coming down. And then there are the few steps you might take that say, I'm going to venture just a little further and see what it's like. And that's you. No one has ever suggested, dear human being, that you get on your running shoes and run into the dark just because the walls came down. What we're saying to you is that this paradigm that you were used to in this box is changing. And little by little, we are inviting you to push a little more and find out what that means to you. And it means getting out of the comfort zone. All of you, dear ones, were children at one time. To look at the consciousness of a child is beautiful, and you were there. With all the feelings that all children have regarding change, moving away from mom, home, dad, going to another school, perhaps, being dropped off and not wanting to get out of the car. New surroundings, new places you've never been, people you don't know, classmates you will meet, older children that may make fun of you. And you were pushed out of the car and said, it'll be okay. But for a moment, it wasn't. Until you surrounded yourself with experience. Every time you walked the path that was new or went up the stairway that never was there before, it was easier the second time and the third time and the fourth time. Meeting the new instructors and the new classes, difficult the first time. Can you remember being in a class the first time? Uneasy you were, hoping you were doing the right thing. Watching some of the classmates look at you. That's what's going on right now. Instead of classmates, it's other humanity. It's starting to see you in a light they've never seen you in before. You start to take the steps, one of which is guidance by innate. In other words, you step into a dark place that is mysterious and unknown. At the same time, you hear the words, there is no one better than you on this planet to do this. For all things are known to some degree, but the biggest one is this: you're never alone. And then you start to remember what we have said over and over. There is a plan here. And if I haven't given you the ABCs of the plan, let me tell you again that the plan was yours. And when you got here in this shift, the plan would be this, that you would start to awaken and remember and move. That you would start to see that you can control a reality that used to be uncontrollable. That through synchronicity, many things will start happening to you. That others will say, wow, are you lucky? And you will look at them and go say, and I'm going to be lucky tomorrow again, watch. And tomorrow again, watch. And if you're interested, I'll show you what lucky is. And then you introduce them to the concept that they are magnificent. You introduce another to the concept of compassion. Not a religion. Don't give them a book. One-on-one, you start showing them, looking in their eyes, as Adaranda said, and they see in you, you know what you're doing. You're a way shower. Step into the dark place and the walls come down and you say, follow me. Perhaps just like your parents did on the first day of a new school. And pretty soon it becomes second nature and you take a few more steps and then a few more steps. And eventually, you have peace on earth. Light begets life. Light begets light. And what this means in what we are saying is that the life with compassion that has different consciousness indeed produces more of the same. And light is almost contagious. Have you noticed how people want to be with a friendly person or one who laughs a lot? It's almost an invitation. I want to go with you. I want to go with you instead of the person over there who's complaining every single sentence. I want somebody who's laughing a lot. I'll go with you. That's joy. And joy is part of the light we speak of. A balanced individual walking in a place that is new to others is who you want to follow. And you are the way shower of that. Doesn't matter who you are, what age you are. And I'm not talking about those who will go on to write books or go on to channel. I'm talking about those who get in their car and go home to children or work. Because that's where humanity is. You're starting to see old paradigms of darkness break apart. And you can just sit and watch and say, I want to see what the next one is, or you can pick up the hammer and do some breaking. And that'll be how humans treat one another in the workplace, or how you speak of things that others complain about, and how you would listen to that in a benevolent way. It was different from what others would. Your attitude of even listening can show compassion. Suggestions that would be completely different than the complaining person would ever think of. When they'd complain about the boss and expect you were going to complain about the boss, instead you say, well, the boss must be having some difficulty. Let's send them light. And that surprises them. For the answer is not a criticism. It's a compassionate suggestion of help for another. This is what the old soul is equipped for. Because you've been here and done that. And that is why you sit here listening. You have the equipment to touch the face of God. You have the equipment knowing about the higher self. Of who you are, the magnificence that you've come in with. And simply by holding that light from place to place and being different compassionately, others will come and they'll follow. And someday when you'll ask, well, why are you with me? And if they'll tell you the truth, this is what they'll say. Because I see you figured it out, and I want to know what you know. And you can hug them and say, all I know is love. And it's contagious. It's so simple and so difficult to get out of that comfort zone of oldness, of knowing things work in an old way. A comfort that is a dark comfort. Ready to step into the light, create a new comfort zone where everyone can see what's going on. And so it is.